Love, once again, break our hearts open wide. Reverend Jason Shelton wrote that chant right after the painful events of Charlottesville 3 summers ago, when someone purposefully plowed his car into a group of peaceful protesters and killed a young woman. This chant reminds us of the power of letting our hearts break open from the cruelty and injustice we see in the world, so we are moved to become part of the change. If we let love break our hearts open wide with grief and outrage when we see horrors like George Floyd being murdered by a policeman kneeling on his neck for over 8 minutes despite the cries of "I can't breathe," we're moved to action rather than feeling powerless. We're moved to action rather than feeling stunned and hopeless. We're moved to action by not accepting this as normal or right. That is what our Unitarian Universalist faith calls us to do. When we truly live into our first and seventh principles of the inherent worth and dignity of all, and our interconnectedness, we are moved to action for equality for all. We cannot stand by and watch another human being, a beloved member of our human family, being wantonly discarded and killed because of the color of their skin, just as George Floyd was, and Ahmaud Arbery, and Breonna Taylor, who should have turned 27 this week, and so many others tragically before them. When we've allowed our hearts to harden so much that it becomes easy to harm or kill another, we've lost touch with our humanity. Hate is spreading like another deadly virus in our world, and we need love to cure it. We need compassion to heal it. Allowing love to break our hearts open wide, to really feel the pain, cruelty, and injustice in our world, takes us from being disconnected to noticing our connection with everything and everyone. It takes us from a place of separation to noticing our oneness, from a place of division to unity. We begin to feel the suffering of others as our own. And compassion, which literally means feeling with, compels us to do something about it. Not to remain in our bubble of separation and watch from a distance, but sense our interconnectedness to everyone and all there is. That's, my friends, what our Unitarian Universalist faith calls us to do. Unitarianism reminds us to acknowledge our unity, our oneness. And Universalism asks us to see the universality of the human condition and remember that unless all of us are treated with dignity and worth, then none of us really have it. And unless all of us have the same freedoms and privileges in life, then none of us really do. Our Unitarian Universalist faith calls us to seek peace, liberty, justice, equity and compassion for everyone in our society. And if you are someone who walks through life with privilege, I know that I certainly am, with my white skin, my Euro-American background, my education and economic privilege, well then we are especially called to walk with and advocate for those who don't enjoy such privilege, to work for systemic change, to right the wrongs of over 400 years of institutional racism and white supremacy culture in this country. Now is the moment, my friends. Now is the time to engage our courage and advocate for change. Now is the time to say enough and to keep working towards a better future for all our human family. We are one human family, after all. We may look different and have distinctive cultures and ways of expressing ourselves, but we are one human family on this beautiful planet. And our interconnectedness has been evident over the past few months as we've united as one human family to find a way to deal with and cure COVID-19. So how else can we take care of our whole human family in this moment, you may be wondering? Well, first of all, we can ask people who are experiencing racism and oppression day in and day out what they need from those of us with privilege. How can those of us with white skin privilege best be allies and advocates so that this time is not just another empty call for justice, but that we actually begin to see structural change? It was wonderful to find out that there were over 10,000 UUs on the UUA prayer vigil for George Floyd last week, which is a huge increase in numbers over other such events in the past. They were expecting 500 people. There's something about this moment that is calling us to show up and understand in a new way. And the work that we've been doing as a faith has been preparing us for this time. As I know many of you did in Simi, in Oxnard, and Ventura yesterday, I participated in a march in Santa Barbara with thousands of others shouting, "We want justice." And at the end of the noisy march, the diverse, peaceful crowd took a knee for 8 minutes and 46 seconds to remember George Floyd and the time it took for him to be choked to death by a peace officer. You could feel the power of everyone kneeling together in vigil, in silence, honoring all the lives of innocents that have been taken too soon for no reason by people in power. My friends, we must continue educating ourselves, learning what it is like to walk in another's shoes. Through understanding, we feel more connected to one another and we can allow love to break open our hearts. But in addition to educating ourselves and to speaking up when we hear or see people act disrespectfully to another human, we can look to the leadership of people of color. Join with the work of organizations such as Black Lives of Unitarian Universalism, or BLUE for short, or the Poor People's Campaign. And for white people to learn more, there's Surge showing up for racial justice, and the links are going to be put in the chat for you so that you can explore these organizations further. And I also encourage you to join our racial and cultural justice group that meets once a month, continuing this Wednesday, June 10th, from 5:30 to 7 by Zoom, to deepen your understanding and get involved. There are so many ways to live out our values at this time. But to me, the core of our Unitarian Universalist spiritual journey is learning to open our hearts wider and wider, and to be less ruled by fear and more guided by love. Fear leads us to close ourselves off from others. Fear leads to walls. It leads to isolationism. Fear leads to aloneness and to an emptiness inside, to closed minds and heartless policies. Love allows us to be touched by the pain of others and respond to it, not by walling it off, but by having open hearts that lead to empathy and compassion. And empathy allows us to feel the pain of others, and that's actually a gift. And though it might feel scary to feel others' pain, we actually feel more alive when we can understand one another's pain because we are connected to each other. And then we're moved to compassion, to loving action. In our starting point classes, which all our new members took, we explored the three main facets of the UU spiritual journey. And it's a journey, because we're always moving and transforming and growing in our faith. Truth and meaning are ever expanding. The first element of that journey is listening within, to go deeply within, gain greater awareness about ourselves and our unconscious behaviors, and listen to our deepest knowing and our inner guidance. Allowing ourselves to go into the silence to connect with an inner knowing and our tender heart's wisdom is our guiding light. To listen within for the meaning and purpose of our lives. And the second element is opening to life's gifts. To focus on gratitude for the myriad gifts and experience that life offers. To relish the wonder and awe of life's mystery and beauty. And share in the blessings of community and all the gifts we offer one another. To open to life's gifts, my friends, we have to open our hearts. And opening our hearts leads to the third element, which is serving others. Whether through service or justice work, we are invited to make our lives about more than ourselves, to stretch our generous hearts to care for others whose lives may not be as blessed as ours. Not in a paternalistic, charitable kind of way, but in a sharing our toys kind of way. We're always instructing our kids to share their toys, but how about us grown-ups? There's enough for everyone on this planet. And by sharing our gifts and compassion, we respect our interconnectedness. This is how we honor our oneness as a human family. This is how we lift each other up. And this is how we live love in action. I like to remember it through three physical movements. Listen, open, and serve. Will you join me in doing that for a moment? Listen, open, and serve. Listen, open, and serve. So as you reflect on why you come here and what has brought our new members into our midst, I close with words by the early 20th century Unitarian minister and civil rights activist A. Powell Davis, who said, "Let me tell you why I come to church. I come to church and would, whether I was a preacher or not, because I fall below my own standards and need to be constantly brought back to them. I'm afraid of becoming selfish and indulgent. And my church of the free spirit, brings me back to what and who I want to be. I could easily despair. Doubt and dismay could overwhelm me. My church renews my courage and my hope. It is not enough that I should think about the world and its problems at the level of a newspaper report or magazine discussion. It could too soon become too low a level. I must have my conscience sharpened until it goads me to the most thorough and responsible thinking of which I am capable. I must feel again the love I owe to others. I must not only hear about it, but I must feel it. And in church, I do. I am brought toward my best, in every way, toward my best," he writes. My friends, may we be brought towards our best in every way, every day. May we feel deeply the love we owe to others. Our tumultuous, hurting world needs it so desperately from us at this time. And may you find your deepest and truest expression of your spiritual journey so that you may touch this hurting planet with your open hearts and minds, listening within opening to life's gifts and serving others. May it be so. Amen.